Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo, StoneParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're all doing well today. I want to talk to you about a topic that came up recently. It's come up in the past. A little bit of a long title here. Hiding the Word in Your Heart versus Memorizing It or Knowing It, Chapter and Verse. Yeah, think about this. A lot of people get stumbled by this concept of hiding the Word of God in your heart versus many people are trying to memorize it and then know lots of chapter and verse, Bible verses. We're going to talk about that today. First, some scripture. Psalm 119, 104, and 105. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yeah, I like that verse. God's word is our lamp. It's our light. It's our path. It's our guide. It gives us understanding, right? But here's what we want to talk about today. When it comes to retaining and knowing God's word, many people have been tricked or taught or convinced or have just come to understand that they've got to memorize whole blocks of God's word, or they got to know things by chapter and verse, John 3:16, Romans 12:2, things like that. They think they have to do that to be effective or to prove that they're really of God. And again, this stumbles a lot of people. And this just is not the case. And I'm going to take you to God's word and some concepts, some ideas. I'm going to prove it to you that it's not the only or even the best way to approach God's word, and it's not one canned answer for everybody. Now, right off the bat, I want to say this. If you're able to memorize, like a computer, tons of scripture, and if you're able to memorize a whole bunch of chapter and verses, that's a great thing. That could be a gift that God gave you, or a talent, or just a knack that you have. That's awesome, and that can be great for use in ministry. I know when I can remember verses in ministry out in the street, it's very, very helpful. But what I want to get to here is what stumbles people when they don't have that gifting or that talent, and then it discourages them, all right? So I want to talk about that. So I want to give you some basic facts, ideas, pointers on how we can handle God's word. Some key points that'll help us in this topic. Number one, knowing the Bible by chapter and verse should not be our main concern. Again, if you can do it, that's great. If it's something that comes easy, great. But again, many people have been convinced and beat themselves up over this, the concept that they got to know chapter and verse. Did you know this? Ready for this? This might reset your whole mindset. If you're one of those that are, I hear people all the time tell me, oh, you know chapter and verse, and I don't know any, and they get discouraged, and they it seems like they can't then be used in ministry, or they can't be used of God. Did you know that the chapter and verses in the Bible came along about 1560? It was first used in the Geneva Bible. Did you know that? 1560. It's like 500 years ago, roughly. Nobody had chapter and verse long before that. Everybody was just reading God's written word. We'll talk about the written word. So don't get caught up on that chapter and verse. It wasn't even a tool that anybody had to use until about 500 years ago. We are under no command or instruction from God's word to know chapter and verses. We're not. Now, is it a good way to locate facts and truth from God's word? It is, when you can remember it, when you know them. But we don't want to get caught up in that. We don't want to get discouraged. We don't want it to become a competition. We don't want it to become something that we measure ourselves by, because no one before 500 years ago had that tool at all. They just knew the concept of God's word in its entirety. We're supposed to be about the study of God's word, and it should be every day, daily, and understanding, as that scripture verse said, its concepts, its precepts. What did that scripture say? It said, thy precepts. So we should be studying it daily, understanding its precepts, its concepts, and applying them to our life. all right? Obeying them. So reading them, understanding them, applying them that are in context for us, obeying them. But don't get caught up on chapter and verse memorization. That's going to stumble you. You're going to miss a lot of truth. You're going to miss a lot of application. You're going to miss a lot of obedience if just knowing, trying to know a bunch of chapters and verses is your goal. Hope that makes sense to you. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. That's the goal. To study so we can be approved. We want to be a workman. We don't want to be ashamed. And rightly dividing the word. That word divide is ortho. In the Greek, it's like orthodontist, straight teeth, I think of. Straight, it means cut straight, the word of God. I like that. Orthopedics, they straighten bones. Orthodontics, straighten teeth. We're to cut the word of God straight, and we're to know it. It doesn't mean we got to know chapter and verses, a whole bunch of them. If you know God's word, you know, like say, I know God rewards those who diligently seek him. I've read it. I know it says that. I have a question for you. Is it any more powerful if you know that where it says that in the book of Hebrews? Is it any more powerful? No, it's not. The word of God is the word of God, whether or not you know chapter and verse or not. So remember that. Be careful. I've seen people, we'll talk about how it's contests and competition. People get prideful about this whole thing. And we've got to be very, very careful of that. God hates pride. Point number two, we see many people in our ministry and people that we know in the past, they get hung up on memorizing whole sections of scriptures. I've seen men say, oh, I got to get in the word of God, and they're trying to memorize like a whole chapter or two at a time, and they can't get it done, and it frustrates them. They're not moving on in obedience. They don't have good understanding. They're not walking in holiness, but they're worrying about memorizing one or two whole chapters. Again, that is not what God's word calls us to do. We're to hide it in our hearts, the concept, the idea, the principle. But it doesn't have to be memorized. Now, I mentioned competition. I'm not exactly sure where this all came about in our modern, more modern day. But I can tell you that ministries in my lifetime have promoted memorizing the Bible, big chunks, chapters and books at a time. I know that there's places that have Bible quizzes where they get you to memorize things and they quiz you. And there's even Bible competitions for people that are memorizing chapter and verse in Scripture. Competitions. Does that sound like it's of God? That sounds like that is a prideful, covetous thing to me. Again, while it's a blessing, if you can know where something is in the Bible, or it's a blessing if you can remember whole Scripture areas, it's not really the point of what we're trying to do as we serve God. Remember this, Satan knows God's word. He's got it memorized. He used it on Eve. He used it on our Messiah at the Temple Mount. That doesn't mean anything, does it? Just because Satan knows Scripture. We know people, ready? Sister Amin and I, we know people in our past. One lady that we knew of said she had memorized like whole books of the Bible, and she could just say them by heart. Wonderful. Great gift. Guess what? She was worldly, carnal, heretical, unbiblical, feminized. Just memorizing God's word doesn't mean anything, saints and seekers. We got to understand it. We got to rightly apply it. We got to obey it. All right? We got to obey it. This verse gives us really the goal. Ready? 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Did you notice that? The word helps us to be perfect unto good works, and that's what we must do with the word. It's not just knowing it, not just memorizing it, not just knowing chapter and verse. What are we doing with the word to furnish us, to make us perfect, and keep us moving on to all good works? I hope you're seeing my point here. We are definitely to study the word every day. We need to know it, understand it, rightly obey what's in context for us, and then be able to share our testimony, share scripture, share it with others, and memorizing whole areas and knowing a whole bunch of chapter and verses if you can't really memorize things well. That's not what we're commanded to do. And you know what? Have you thought of this? Thankfully, we already have it all written down for us. Have you pondered that? We'll talk about that more in a little bit. But God's already has the word written down for us. And so, if we have it written down, ready? And we're studying it daily, and we're walking in it, and we use it in our life and in our ministry, that's going to help us retain it, isn't it? Yeah. By the way, I should have said at the beginning, this is all based on if you're born again by the gospel and you have the Spirit of God in you. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. If you've got the Spirit of God in you and He's guiding you, this is who I'm aiming at here. If you're just a seeker and you're not even born of God, you're going to have a hard time understanding God's word completely. And so I'm aiming at born again saints here. Should have said that at the beginning. Point number three. Most important factor is getting God's word in us via the gospel I just mentioned. I was going to get to that. Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, our repentance to Him, new life, the Spirit in us. And then it's walking in holiness and obedience and enduring. And it's that Spirit that's going to teach us the concepts, the doctrines. It's going to put it in our mind, put it in our hearts. And we're commanded to do this, know these things as we walk and as we love God, right? John 14:15, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I have a question. How can you keep the commandments of God if you don't know them? Not memorized every word, not memorized chapter and verse, but you just don't know the concepts and you're not led by the Spirit. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus said to share and teach this with others. Go out, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything He's commanded. That's the concept. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And then let's read Psalm 119:10-11. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. All right, you see that? Notice once again, ready? This is the second verse. We've seen this. Notice what the goal is. Not just knowing, but obeying. Hiding it in your heart, knowing it. We know we're to be led by the Spirit. And then obeying it. I know a lot of people that get caught up in trying to memorize it and try to know chapter and verse, but they're not even living to obey God's word. Very, very important that we obey God's word. So I wanted to give you a practical example right here about how I think God views us regarding this. Ready? So imagine an employer hires you and he gives you the manual to the company and he expects you to read it and then strive to keep those rules, all right? If you studied that manual and you learned it by heart and you could quote it word for word, but you didn't show up at work every day to labor and try to keep what that manual instructed you to do, would your boss be impressed? Hey, he knows the whole manual by heart. He knows every section and chapter and page, but you're not keeping it. You see my point? But what if you read that manual? What if you understood it, even if you didn't have it fully memorized and you had to go back in the manual and find things when you needed it and you did that? And what if you every day were striving in your job to apply it rightly, to honor your boss, honor your job, do the best job you could do? And then you had the manual with you always as a resource to go back and look things up to verify and test, because you can't trust that you remembered everything perfectly. You're not a computer. How do you think your boss would view you then? Striving every day to keep the Spirit and the context of what the manual says. How do you think your boss would feel then? I think your boss would be really happy with you. I think that's the whole point. God is looking for willing hearts. He's looking for us to try and labor. He's not looking for us to be computers and have the Word of God memorized in every point and every way. John 16 tells us the Spirit's going to teach us all truth. We got to trust in that. We got to rest in that. Some are going to memorize more. Some are going to know more chapter and verse. But the Spirit is going to give all of us what we need to know all truth. Got to believe in that. You got to walk in that. You got to walk in the Spirit. I think many people study God's word mechanically and they don't take that Spirit into account. And if you're not born of God's Spirit, you're never going to fully grasp God's word. You're never going to have the understanding and you're never going to have the will to live it out. How about Jeremiah 31:33? But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. See what God says? God says via the Spirit, he's going to write it in our hearts. That's the key. You're never, as I said before, you're never going to grasp and know God's word and even be able to do it without the new life, by the gospel, by the Spirit. So that may be the biggest key for many people. They're not focusing on the Spirit, and the Spirit's never going to convict you. Ready? What does the Spirit do? Three main things: teaches, comforts, convicts. Ready? The Holy Spirit is never going to convict you because you didn't memorize a bunch of Bible verses and you don't know them by heart. He's never going to convict you because you should have shared with somebody that Christ shed blood makes the only way, but oh, I don't know exactly what chapter and verse that is. Holy Spirit's not going to convict you of that. Now, if you're being a sluggard and you're not studying and you're being lazy and you should know things that you don't, oh, you might be convicted about that. But if you're putting your best effort in and you're using all your skills and all your talents and you're bringing everything God's given you to the table to serve him, the Holy Spirit's not going to convict you. He's going to comfort you and he's going to teach you, right? And I talked about this before. Let's not underestimate what we have in the written word. Let's not underestimate what we have in the Bible. It's not just a book. When you think about memorizing chapter and verse, memorizing whole quotes and all that stuff, remember, we have the written word of God. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, the word of God, it's alive and it's active. Okay? It's a written word, but it's alive and it's active. And you know what? The Holy Spirit brings it to life in us and for us and about us. Praise God for that. And I'm going to be doing a study on this. It is written. It's about almost 300 times in the Bible, just under 300 times. Deuteronomy 28:58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou may fearest this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. It is written. Jeremiah 8:34. And afterward, he read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. It is written. Very key. It's already written for us. You've got a written record. You can go back to it. You can use it as a source. You can use it as a resource. You can use it to help you share the gospel. You can use it to help teach people. You can use it to guide your house, to guide your life. It is written. Jesus himself said this, Matthew 4:7. Jesus said unto him, he's talking to Satan here, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written. Very, very powerful. Luke 19:46, saying unto them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. As I told you, I'm going to be doing a teaching on it is written. 147 times in the Old Testament, 127 times in the New Testament. Yeah. It is written. We have the written resource of God's word already. Don't underestimate it. What we need to do is humbly seek its truth to understand what's in context for us. We need to strive every day to obey everything that we know of that's written. It is written in the Holy Word. By seeking its truth and by asking the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to us so we can understand it and applying it to our life and situations and our walks and our homes and our jobs and everything, we're going to be the best we can be for the Lord. Short of being able to memorize, short of being able to have 157 verses by chapter and verse memorized. Now, if you want to memorize some, that's awesome. You try for that. If you want to memorize some whole chapters or just know chapter and verses, go do that. Write them down. I'm going to give you some tips on what helped me when I started out. But don't get caught up in making that your goal and your motive. Your goal is to know and serve Christ. Your goal is to apply his written word to your life, to your house, and then to share it with others. That's the goal. Don't lose sight of the goal. These points that I'm going to give you helped me when I was a brand new believer. Ready? To help me retain God's word. I made it a point to cling to the gospel. Every day I preached it to myself. I tell people that today. I preached it to others. I strived to live it, strived to know it. I looked and wrote down all the verses regarding the gospel. Make yourself be built on the gospel foundation. Next point, kill your flesh. Die to yourself and everything else around you. My knowledge of God's word grew when I threw my television away and stopped wasting all my time in entertainment. Yeah, I remember a young deacon asked me one day, how do you know God's word so good? I said, how much TV do you watch? He said, I wish I knew it as good as you do. I said, how much TV do you watch? He goes, way more than I should. I said, what if you replaced your TV watching with Bible study? He said, wow, that'd be a lot of Bible study. Yeah, that used to be me. How about, well, this goes along with that. Empty your life out and empty your mind of all the worldliness, all the sin and carnality, and be filled up by God's word. We're supposed to be vessels, right? I have a question. If your vessel is filled up with worldliness and junk and carnality and useless information for the kingdom of God, how are you going to fill it up more if you're already filled? You got to empty that out, then God can refill us. Make sense? Empty yourself. Get rid of sports and hobbies and entertainment and the world and all this garbage and focus and set your mind on the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You got to know the word to be righteous. And everything else will be added to you. That's a promise. So everything else you need will be added to you. You got to believe that, right? Obey everything you read. Live it with zeal and fervor. Understand what you're studying and apply it to your life every day. You'll grow. I get so many people that study the Bible. They tell me, I've been studying. And I say, what are you obeying? Well, I'm not. They're not even applying what they're studying. How is that going to work? It's not going to work at all. They're not going to move forward in their faith in the Lord, in their walk with the Lord, in their sanctification, in their growth. It's just not going to happen. Let's see, what was my next point I had for you? How about write down verses and concepts where you can retrieve them quickly. I did this in the beginning. I wrote down all the gospel verses, had them on a 3x5 card. I made a blog post. I studied it. I rewrote it. I retweaked it. That's how it got ingrained in me. I don't have a computer mind. I don't have a photogenic memory. But I was able to retain them because I used them all the time. Right? And then that goes to my next point. Be active in sharing your faith daily. Preach the gospel to yourself every day. Then look for people to preach the gospel to and share the gospel with every day. And if you do this every day, you're going to start to retain these scripture verses and these concepts. It's impossible not to. It's impossible not to. Use your car keys every day. You know where they are. You have your wallet, men, every day. You know where your wallet is. You do your job every day. Those of you that labor for mammon and still have jobs, I'm retired and labor in full-time ministry, but you labor and you have all these things set up in your office or your truck or your vehicle or your wherever you labor. Whatever you do daily and do well and do it with fervor and be diligent at it, you're going to retain it. So look to share the ministry. We're all called to share the ministry, even if you're not a street preacher. And then test all things. Yep, that is one of the things that sharpened my sword more than anything. Everything I saw, I tested to the word of God. I see something, I run to test it to God's word. If it was good, I clung to it. If it was bad, I threw it out. Test, 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 test. If you're not doing that, you're not testing, you're going to end up with false ways, error, and sin. And then find, ask God for, seek, pray, and work for a ministry that is yours. Don't copy mine or someone else's. What is God calling you to do? And then do it with all your might for his glory, using these scriptures and these truths that you've been studying. You see, this is why we study, so that we can go forth. A soldier practices to go forth and make war for his commanding officer. A policeman studies to go do his job. A carpenter studies, electrician studies, a plumber studies to go do their job. We study, not for corruptible things, for the incorruptible. The word of God, our goal is Christ and eternal life and the glory of God. And so make sure that you're seeking a ministry. What good is it to memorize all the stuff and know chapter and verse and you're not even using it? What good is that? It's like getting a college degree and then never getting a job. What's the point? Not that I recommend college degrees today. That's another whole story, depending upon what it is. So those are kind of my pointers for you that helped me in the beginning. Be active, write them down, empty yourself, strip yourself of all sin and worldliness, fill yourself up with the righteous word, test all things, seek and work at ministry. Just some basic ideas. And again, we all have different giftings. Walk in yours. Don't get hung up in memorizing big chunks of scripture or chapter and verse. It's all written down in God's word. Hey, if you know the Gospels in John 3 where Jesus said that you must be born again and it talks about his death, open your Bible and read them, John 3. You don't need to memorize it. Open and read it to them. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Amen? Amen. Some can memorize, some can quote lots of verses, some are better speakers. You do what God's called you to do according to your gifts. And we all can and must be able to understand and apply God's word in our lives and help to apply it in others. And ready? Always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. 1 Peter 3:15. If you're not ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you, I don't know what to tell you. I don't think the Spirit's at work in you unless you're a brand new believer. And of course, then you need work. We all need work. But we have to be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. And one of the last points I have for you, don't compare yourself with others. This is a major, major problem. 2 Corinthians 10, 12 and 13. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. Don't compare yourself with others, okay? Compare yourself to what God's called you to do. Now, other people can be good examples to you, and they might be like the men in the Bible are a great example to follow after, but we're not going to be just like them. And if we cause ourselves to be discouraged, then that is defeating the purpose. We don't have our eyes on Christ then and everything he can do in us. Remember what Philippians 1 says, he who began a good work in you will complete it. He will. He's going to complete his work. Are you going to keep working with him? Are you? Or are you going to give up? Are you going to keep striving every day? Are you going to be diligent? Are you going to work out your salvation with fear and trembling? Are you going to study to be approved? Are you going to put everything behind you and put the kingdom of God before you? Yeah, those are things we got to ask ourselves. And something else to remember, a few Bible concepts that you know and you understand and you obey with all your heart is better than memorizing the entire Bible and living in willful sin. Satan knows the whole Bible. False teachers know the Bible well. I know atheists and Satanists that know the Bible well. I meet them in the streets and talk to them. It's not going to do them any good. And I wanted to bring this one up. Remember Apollos? Do you remember Apollos in the book of Acts? All he knew was John's baptism, but he had a zeal for it. And then Priscilla and Aquila come and help him with more. Ready? Acts 18:25. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. I love that. He was full of zeal about just what he knew, and then he needed a little bit more instruction. But that zeal was awesome. How about you? What little you know, maybe you can't memorize a lot. Maybe you don't know a lot of chapter and verses. Are you diligent and do you have great zeal for just what you do know? Be an Apollos, right? I should be an Apollos too. The Lord is always looking for us to be zealous in the Spirit. We're made for zealous works. Or I should say we are called to be zealous for good works. Titus 2:14 and Ephesians 2, we're made for good works. And I'm also reminded, I wanted to throw this in here. I'm reminded of the parable of the talents. Matthew 25:23, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. I have a question. If we aren't faithful and living out obediently and sharing the little we do know in Scripture with zeal and diligence daily on a regular basis, why is God going to give us more? Does that make sense? We got to be faithful with the little he's given us, and then he'll grow us to be able to handle more for his name and his glory. I've learned that in ministry, to be faithful with a little, and then God will give you more. So ponder all of this, saints and seekers, if you're listening. Don't get caught up in Bible memorization to the point where it stumbles you. If you can memorize scripture verses, do it. If you can remember a chapter and verse, do it. But don't get caught up to where it stumbles you. You're competitive. You're jealous someone else knows more than you. Write them down. Walk in them. Obey them. Keep seeking them. Bible study with godly, holy people that are really keeping the commandments of God and walking in the ways of the Lord and have come out of the world and churchianity. We're here to help you in that. But don't get caught up in this Bible memorization. This can be a wall that you build that will just discourage you. Begin to share. I should say, begin to live and obey and share what little you know. Then God will take that little, like the widow's mite, and God will turn it into much. Yeah, like the fish and the bread that came. The young man said, I only have this much fish and bread, and Jesus fed the multitudes with it. That's how God will use us, if we're willing to be diligent, to be faithful, to strive every day, to set our eyes on the kingdom of God, to not look back. Jesus said, no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom. Don't be looking back. Don't be getting to yourself discouraged in the flesh. Don't be putting on yourself burdens the word of God doesn't put on you. Okay? Now, we are to know the word of God. We are to understand it. We are to obey it. And it doesn't mean you got to memorize it all. It doesn't mean you got to know a bunch of chapter and verses. Do what David said. Hide the word of God in your heart. And when it's in your heart, the concept, the precepts, and remember, the two great commands, love God, love your neighbor. If you know those two and you focus on those two, the Holy Spirit will guide you in every other area. And you'll go, no, this isn't wrong. The right, that's wrong. No, this isn't right. No, that's wrong. Oh, this is right. By just keeping the two great commands, the Holy Spirit will guide us to the rest. And then as you study the Word of God, everything will be filled in. And you'll quickly, over time, be able to look at something and go, oh, no, this verse, I've read this verse somewhere. Go look it up. It is written. Go look it up. Another good tool, last point, is a good, if you have a phone and you use an iPhone or something like that, a phone where you can look things up, you get yourself a good, contact me and I can encourage you or recommend what we use, a good Bible app. You know why? You can whip out your phone, you can search, show me the words about repentance, put it up, and you can instantly have a whole bunch of verses to share somebody with repentance. Boom, right there. See, the internet and computers aren't evil. It's just what you do with them. And so that's a great resource. That would be another tool I would recommend. Get yourself a good online Bible app. You don't even have to be online. Mine's just downloaded on my phone. Anytime I'm talking, I can say, hey, what about that verse? I look it up. Got it right there. So that would be my last tip for you. So hope this blesses you. Don't get caught up in memorization, chapter and verse. Many, many people for up until 500 years ago did not have chapter and verse. The Word of God is already recorded for us, Genesis to Revelation. You read it, you study it, you understand it, you obey it, and you keep walking in it, ready to share it with others as God equips you and as God gifts you. Hey, we love you all. Check out The Gospel Don't Perish. Check out all of our resources, adding to it every day. Traveling down the gospel road. We're about ready to break back into Wisconsin. It's been a long time since we've been in Wisconsin. And the Lord saw fit for us to make it back here. We're almost going to break through, maybe tomorrow, Lord willing. We got some events coming up that we're going to want to be doing. So let us know how we can help you in the faith. We love you all. Till next time, I'm going to call it a night. Go out and have a glorious day. Keep your eyes on Christ and the gospel. Live the word, know the word, seek the word, share the word. Let me know how I can help you. We love you all. May God be praised.